Every April for 31 years, the quaint town of Independence, Kansas, has become flooded with theater artists and theater lovers for the William Inge Theater Festival. And part of the appeal is its yearly salute to a noted playwright or composer. Festival director Peter Ellenstein explains how various parties came to select this year's honoree, David Henry Hwang.
The guest artists and members of our national advisory board get together and have knockdown drag-out fights about who should be given the award the following year. And David has been appearing on the list quite regularly for the last few years. The wonderful thing about this award is that as you do the research on it, you find out you didn't realize just how deep and broad their area of work has been.
Interviewed from his home in New York City, David Henry Hwang says he is sincerely appreciative, yet a little surprised by the honor.
I was pretty shocked because I didn't know if I had enough of a body of work to be considered for something as kind of iconic as the Inge Award. And since, you know, a lot of my work has to do with East-West issues and kind of East Asian things, you know, did they want to bring that many East Asian actors in? As the Brits say, I was kind of gobsmacked. I was shocked in a good way that they would think of my work in my body of work in that vein.
Hwang is perhaps best known for his Tony Award-winning play, M. Butterfly, the provocative story of a French diplomat who falls in love with a male opera singer posing as a woman. He's juggled other plays, like last year's critically acclaimed Chinglish, with work on operas, screenplays, and musicals. For example, he wrote the book for the smash Elton John Tim Rice version of Aida. I asked Hwang if he deliberately set out to bring Asian stories and characters to the masses, or just write compelling narratives that happen to have Asian influences.
It's been generally trying to tell the best stories I can, and I seem to be attracted to these East-West subjects. That said, I mean, there was probably a period, not when I first started writing, but when I first started, you know, having work produced and getting known a little, where I sort of embraced the banner of being somebody who was bringing Asian American theater to New York in the mainstream. But, you know, that was maybe 3 or 4 years, and then I kind of got tired of that as being my raison d'etre.
While his work has naturally employed many Asian actors, the bigger picture tells a discouraging tale. A recent study by the Asian American Performers Action Coalition examined 400 plays produced in New York over the past 5 years. It found that while actors of color increased from 14% to 22%, Caucasian actors played 80% of the roles. Hwang moderated a panel about the issue in February and notes that roles for Asian Americans actually decreased.
If you bring up statistics like this, I think people are open to and surprised to, you know, open to receiving them and surprised at what they imply. Number one, I have been seeing more Asian actors. There just is a bigger pool out there every year, and they're better trained, and so that's, you know, that's very hopeful. And really, what a lot of the actors were arguing for in this case is just the ability to go in and audition for roles that aren't specifically Asian. And it, you know, if it's the friend or, you know, something that's not where the race isn't specified, and it could just be anybody, then why shouldn't they get to audition for it too?
Those statistics should see an upswing next season. New York Signature Theater has named David Henry Hwang their year-long resident playwright and will stage a series of his plays. Steve Walker, KCUR News.